from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your Cruise News for Thursday, March 28th. Carnival Corporation has reported a smaller than expected first quarter net loss of $214 million. However, though, revenues have surged 22% to $541 billion compared to last year. Now, this increase was marked by a 26% rise in ticket revenues up to $3.6 billion. The company anticipates more growth, with customer deposits hitting a record $7 billion in the first quarter. Onboard revenue has also grown 14.7%. Now, despite this positive outlook, Carnival did note that its full-year guidance did not account for an estimated $10 million loss due to the recent collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And CruiseIndustryNews.com reports that American Queen Voyage's fleet of cruise ships are going to the auction block today. The cruise line went bankrupt last month, with all of its assets now being sold off. Interested buyers in this seven-ship fleet include other cruise lines and an oil tycoon from Texas. And a cruise suite for $840,000 per person. Regent Seven Sea Cruises has announced the launch of its most extravagant world cruise ever, set for 2027. It's named the World of Splendor Voyage. Now, this 140-night journey aboard the Seven Sea Splendor will sail three oceans, visit 40 countries across six different continents, and cover 35,000 nautical miles from Miami to New York. Now, if you're interested in pricing here, the Regent Suite, which is 4,400 square feet and those panoramic views, it'll cost you $1.7 million per couple, or $839,999 per person. But if you want to take the cheap route, Veranda Suites are available at $91,500 per person. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 17.10. Royal Caribbean up 2%, 139.72. And Norwegian up 6%, 21.34. This week's podcast, a review of Celebrity Infinity with Emma Cruises at cruiseradio.net. Also, if you have a story, you can drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Thursday. A quick programming note, I might take tomorrow off. It is Good Friday. We'll see what the news brings. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great day.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.